The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Before we start a new hour, meanwhile on planet Earth, Joe Burrow, I mean, the swag for days. That is a pendant that has a Nike swoosh and JB9.
Yeah,
afterwards, he was asked about the necklace. Listen.
They're definitely real. I think I make too much money to have fake ones, so, you know, these are real.
How about that?
Good for him.
I don't know the
That's
feeling.
That's how we live.
Just tell
Greedy.
The truth. What's that, RC?
That's how we live, Greeny.
Oh,
we
yeah.
ain't wearing no fake pendants around here, bro.
It's finally something.
I love Joe Burrow,
don't see
man.
A chain, RC. I don't see. Where's your chain?
You might have the earrings in.
Finally,
you know
something I can relate
to
in all of this. One way or another, a spectacular day from Burrow. We're going to get to it right here. We are jam-packed on this Monday. We're live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
He's going to get it.
Oh, wait. RC wants to get it. Stand by.
Yeah,
we have to wait.
Yeah.
We have to wait. That's it. Put a clock on it and see. We got to see it. We will get it. Oh, I should roll it? Right, one way or the other. I need to see this chain. All right, let's do it. We'll see it after the highlights. Chiefs, Bengals, AFC Championship game. There's the chain. He's got that one. And Patrick Mahomes, he's pretty special too. So early in the game, Dan, Mahomes is scrambling and it's effective.
Yeah, it's three-man rush, but it's zone coverage. You got guys falling on the ground. That allows him to get out to his right side. Kelce does a really good job of coming back to the football. Early touchdown for the Chiefs.
So the Chiefs are up 21-3, and this game felt over. Then here's a huge play by Samaje Perine.
Well, also Jamar Chase blocking downfield. You needed this second and 12. You get it in zone coverage. Chase finishes his block. Perine follows up the numbers. Huge touchdown.
5 seconds in the half. Teddy Bruschi, what did the Chiefs do?
You want the touchdown here, I understand that, but if it's not there, you gotta get rid of this ball. There's only 5 seconds left. Let's give Eli Apple some love, though. Great tackle on one of the best open field runners, fastest players in the league on Hill. Great tackle.
All right, Rex will have a lot of thoughts on that one as we roll on. Then we go to the third quarter. The Chiefs, the defense, I should say, for the Bengals need a big play, and they get it from B.J. Hill.
The zone blitz, you come off the right side of the offense. You got droppers on the left side, but defensive linemen that play with awareness, they get their hands up on the RPO. Big touchdown.
And here's his favorite target.
Yeah, one-on-one, really two-on-one in the end zone. He just says, my guy's better than your guy. Just gives him the chance to make a play. And then Taylor on the pick route stems inside, goes outside. Easy two-point conversion.
From 21-3, they have tied the game. Fourth quarter, same score. But Teddy, how about the escapability of Burrow?
He just finds a way. I mean, you're starting to understand this guy in terms of how has he been stopped in the last 2 years? Only by injury. No NFL defense has stopped him yet. My old Kansas City Chiefs fan learned that today.
And then Rex, how valuable is a great kicker?
Oh, my gosh. Like, this is it. And we've seen very few guys like that. Tucker's one. This kid right here is amazing.
Evan McPherson, it's a 52-yard line. A 52-yard kick giving a three-point lead. Now Kelce, as the Chiefs are in desperation mode.
Yeah, good throw versus zone coverage. Patrick gets it out of his hands. Nice job by Hilton up top of the screen here.
Eye discipline,
follow his guy, and then the effort by everybody on that defensive line to corral the quarterback.
That was the second down play. Again, here comes the third down play. A touchdown will probably win it, but how about the defense?
Greeny, watch the right side of the screen. Right about now, watch 94.
Here he comes.
Man coverage now, shot out of a cannon. There's the spy. Those guys do a great job of keeping in there. The cover.
Ball out!
And Hubbard hunts.
Joe Tooney falls on it. Otherwise, the Chiefs lose right there. Instead, Harrison Butker comes on. That's the fifth straight NFL playoff game in which the final play of regulation is a field goal that either wins it or ties it. In this case, it's overtime. Coin toss is going to decide it. Right, Rex?
No chance, man. You can play defense in this league.
Can we get some defense, Rex?
Please.
Come on.
Get some defense.
Well, they did. Josh Allen thought it was over. Patrick Mahomes, I think, thought it was over. But the defense didn't. Rex, they come up huge.
Yeah, how about that? You don't have to let a team go 75 yards on you. How about that? Tips it over those guys.
Gotta get those.
There's the big interception right there.
Honestly, I hate defensive guys.
Now
we hate you, Dan.
Let's go.
Now it's sudden death and Joe Mixon.
Ooh, we love that.
Now they're down by the 10-yard line, and that would set up this.
Point.
We mentioned McPherson. A great kicker is not a luxury. It's a weapon. And this is the ball game. Up
Bingo.
And good. The Cincinnati Bengals, who have been a franchise forgotten, draft Joe Burrow, and 2 years later, they are in the Super Bowl. And Burrow had that spectacular chain yesterday. Ryan Clark.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
okay.
goodness.
That was worth the wait. I didn't know what we were going to get. Woo-hoo. I got to, I'm not going to lie to you. It's better than I was expecting.
Need my
spectacular. Okay. We're going to get to Burrow in a minute because he deserves all of the flowers and everything else. But we got 2 weeks to talk about him. We got to talk about what happened to Patrick Mahomes, who in the middle of the second quarter of this game, I don't apologize for it, I tweeted, I remember when we were worried about this guy. What happened to Patrick Mahomes the rest
and
of the day?
Greeny, he played tight. And he looked like he lacked confidence to me. And the reason I say that is he wasn't throwing the ball on rhythm. And some throws that we've seen him make a million times, he's not stepping up and making them. But it started on that last, like this play right here.
Yeah.
It gets intercepted by Hill. It could have been intercepted by Hendrickson.
Yeah.
And, double pump on an RPO. You can't do it.
Pumping. And what he did, he tried to turn everything into street ball. And that showed me that, hey, I'm gonna make plays. I'm going to force it myself. Well, that's not how you play the position. And he knows better.
And I need to ask you, Dan, about the final play of the first half. We showed it in the highlight. It's obviously a very big deal. And Andy Reid, we played you the soundbite earlier. I won't take the time now. But Reid took the blame on himself for that, which is what a good coach does.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it just seems to me, A, Mahomes, the quarterback has to know you can't put that. Second, at the end of that play, he's trying to call a timeout. Not only has the clock struck zero, they don't have a timeout left. So that's a moment of discombobulation in a big moment for Mahomes.
The biggest thing is he doesn't seem to be prepared for the situation and completely aware, which is odd because on first down, he sprints left and throws the ball away so he doesn't waste time. And you have to know, Patrick, in this moment, I got three. The worst case scenario is we've got 3 points. I'm trying to get a touchdown. It's not there. I'm sailing that ball out of the back of the end zone. We trot out. We've got points, and we're getting the ball in the second half. So the fact that he kicks the ball out there was odd. And then, Greeny, to your point, the fact that he's not aware that they don't have a timeout, because if they had a timeout, they could have popped a run or something like that on those first two plays. That's the head-scratching thing from Patrick Mahomes. And I think in the second half, we watched a player try to chase that moment with his play.
Amazing how he can have one mentality one half, and then you look at the second half, and there's a different mentality. I thought this was just a huge opportunity blown by the Chiefs because, I mean, I'm looking at they've won a championship, and I'm actually looking at them like, man, this could be two out of three. Yeah. This could be a team that now, okay, now we're talking about, are we talking about a possible next dynasty? Sure. But now we're talking about a team that has a lot of long foul balls in terms of championship game losses, all right, Super Bowl losses. The window is so small. The plays that you have to make, they have to be made at certain times. And this was one of them that prevents them from having a chance to be special.
And RC, I mean, look, and Patrick Mahomes is a great player. No one is trying to suggest anything otherwise. Mm-hmm. But the two previous playoff games he had lost, he went out on his shield. Right, Brady beats him in overtime a couple of years ago. And then last year, Mahomes was valiant in a Super Bowl in which his entire offensive line was hurt. This was the first one that feels like it's kind of on him. What does that mean, Ryan Clark?
Listen, it means he's human. And I mean, you know, we've seen different situations where quarterbacks we absolutely love and we believe are some of the greatest of all times don't play at their highest level when they need to. And we saw that from Patrick Mahomes in the second half. I think the crazy thing is watching it change from the first half to the second half. We've seen dudes have bad days, but never really the stark contrast in which we saw Patrick Mahomes yesterday. And don't get me wrong, the Cincinnati Bengals played excellent in the second half. I thought it started with Mike Hilton in the slot, and then obviously Hubbard and Trey Hendrickson on the rush, and then you get the huge turnover. Jesse Bates with an absolutely phenomenal play to tip the football to Von Bell. So the Cincinnati Bengals played a part in it, but we've seen other teams try. We've seen other teams scheme. We've seen other teams play hard, and Patrick Mahomes just be better. When Dan says he was chasing the play the entire second half, that makes a ton of sense to me because he started the game very patient and used his legs when he could. After a while, it seemed he was moving to make the big play, not moving to make the right play. Mm. And that was the Patrick Mahomes we had seen for the last 2.5 games.
So, and look, in the interest of time, it's moving here. We need to give credit where it is due to this kid, Joe Burrow. And it's ironic that here we are talking about the 20-year anniversary of Brady and your the first Super Bowl and Brady with the retirement this weekend. And you have been comparing Joe Burrow to Brady, Rex, longer than anyone else I'm aware of. How about that kid getting this thing?
Oh, it's just amazing. And here's the crazy thing. If somebody was going to flinch, you didn't think it'd be Patrick Mahomes because he's been there. He's been in the biggest moments. But you know what? Anybody that's watched this kid knew darn well this guy wasn't going to flinch, and he never did. He never flinched. He doesn't have it in his DNA. It's not his makeup. This guy is amazing. We saw it in college. We're seeing it now. The greatest turnaround maybe in NFL history. Mm. They took a team that was absolutely atrocious, and now every team in the league's like, why can't that be us? Well, if it's going to be you, you better go get you a Joe Burrow, and they don't grow on trees.
I just got irony going all through my head. Mm. I mean, Brady retiring 20 years since this, and now you've got another organization in the Bengals that may win their first organizational championship. Who knows? That's one thing about Joe Burrow, but the other thing is this, his confidence. He told Zach Taylor the day before the game, I'm going to rush for 100 yards. I'm going to rush for 100 yards, he says. I mean, what are we talking about here? And it's how you could see it, though. He attempted to, scrambling, getting key third downs, but that's just who he is. It's incredible.
Danny has tape.
Yeah, so this kid's been correlated to Tom Brady over the past couple months. I thought yesterday was his most like Tom Brady performance of the season. Situational football and control the line of scrimmage. 3rd and 5. There's a seam. Watch, 2 hands on the football. There's space to go. You can remain a passer. This is my favorite part, though. Get your first down. Get down. Don't go try to get 2 or 3 more yards because you want to. Avoid the hit. Situational understanding. Own the line of scrimmage. You realize his pressure's coming off of his right, okay? Hey, offensive line, you guys go to the right. Then I understand that the defensive end to my left is going to be a dropper. That's the guy that I know is going to tell me where to throw the football. Does he go vertical or does he go horizontal? Pick up the pressure, 2nd and 10, ball comes out. I've seen Tom Brady do that 1,000 times. Now I'm going to get real free safety off my left side. 2nd and 10 again. Offensive line, I got it. Look, I'm going to communicate to everybody. You guys go to the left. We're going to get a zone dropper by Ingram. This is phenomenal by Joe. Understand the line of scrimmage. The offensive line is collapsed, right? That right defensive end is dropped in coverage. You can go out to the right. T. Higgins marries that escape. It's a beautiful throw and catch by those two. And I thought those were the two things differently, but Joe Burrow. I would say this. I think situational football-wise, he's the best quarterback that I've seen since Tom Brady. When it comes to just understanding what is the down, what is the distance, what is necessary for that play to be successful.
The things that he overcomes also, not only the Bengals and their history, but in this game alone, I mean, he got sacked 9 times a couple of weeks ago. He was under pressure. They were 2nd and 9 on every drive yesterday, and it never seemed to bother him. And he loses his tight end at the very beginning of the game. RC, put a ribbon on it.
Well, I think the biggest thing we have to remember about Joe Burrow is he is not a 5-star baby. This wasn't a kid that walked on campus and received the starting job at Ohio State the day he was there. He had to transfer. He had to earn a job. He had to earn a spot. He had to continue to get better. And so to Dan's point, he had to learn the little things. This is not an out-of-worldly talent. It's not the biggest arm. It's not the greatest legs. This is a dude who had to figure out the game, had to learn and study the game, and we are seeing those things manifest the situation. Situational football moments, and we're also seeing that this dude does not blink because life wasn't handed to him on a silver platter. He's a true leader, a big-time player, and going to be the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals for a long time to come.
That's an extremely well-made point, and it is another thing in which he has perhaps in common with Brady. As we continue to the NFC game, the Rams superstars shining brightest on Sunday. Will their season have a Hollywood ending? We're looking at the other side of the ledger. Plus, speaking of superstars, the greatest of all time walking away. We're talking about Tom versus Time with Teddy and Rex and company. As we roll on, we're getting up with you on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
NFC Championship game. The Rams and 49ers. San Francisco had won the previous six meetings between these divisional rivals. Second quarter were scoreless, but not for long. Here's Matthew Stafford, Dan, and Cooper Kupp.
Beautiful job on third and long. Holding your eyes against that secondary and then coming out at the right time to find that corner. The defensive back doesn't get deep enough. The safety doesn't get wide enough. Touchdown Rams.
Meanwhile, many things about this season could be described as Deebo Samuel's coming out party. What a season he had.
Just one of the best players in the NFL. Just a nice job of using the perimeter screen to get the ball in his hands. And then you see the difficulty to bring down and then the burst downfield.
Yeah, let me grab his shirt. Yeah.
They added a field goal, and so they're up 10-7. And now, Teddy, they're going to add to it. There's a nice throw from Garoppolo to George Kittle.
He has his moments, Greeny. All right. Garoppolo does have his moments right here. And this is where you're thinking, all right, Niners, defense is playing well. Kittle's starting to get going. We got something here.
Defense was playing really well. So now, Dan, they try and get tricky with a flea flicker.
Really awesome.
What is this play?
Flea flicker screen.
Flea flicker what?
Force you defensive guys to go up, then back, and have no clue where you are.
That's a gain of 20 on the final play of the third quarter, so then they switch sides and it's Kupp again.
Great design. You get Cooper Kupp on the inside of the bunch. You can't get hands on him at the line of scrimmage. He runs a real route behind 24, touchdown.
And then Rex.
Get after him, Aaron Donald. Get after him.
And his teammates listen, right? The big stuff on the third and two.
Yeah, huge, huge play of the game, man, right there. But Aaron Donald, he had that defense going.
And then a big decision by Kyle Shanahan to punt. But it probably could have paid off.
There's a punt.
Jaquaski Tart. Oh. Teddy, what can we say
here? It's a three-point game. I think there's 9 minutes left. You see these for the rest of your life. You do, because it's just what could have been, and it just wasn't there for the Niners on that.
Give Stafford credit. He erases it from the memory bank. That's the next play, Dan.
Yeah, the ability to just pretend that it doesn't happen, throw a 35-yard hole shot right side of the field all the way to the left side, and then get the flag on top of it.
Plus the roughness. It's a 42-yard play, and that really turns the entire game around. Then it's Stafford to Kupp. They would kick a field goal on the end of this drive, so we're tied at 17. Next Rams possession. It's Stafford. It's Kupp again.
Just an awesome connection. Third and three. You've got to have it. It's man coverage. You go to your best player on the route that he runs the absolute best, and it's a perfect throw.
That sets up Matt Gay. This is 30 yards. Aaron Donald can feel it. The Rams are up 20-17. They need one more stop, and they get it with pressure. Rex all over Jimmy.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's a defense that hit the field, never worried about the time and all that, and went out and make the biggest play of the game.
Yeah, they're all over Garoppolo in desperation. That's a fling and a pick, and it's over. Aaron Donald knows what it means. It means he's one win away from putting a ring on that finger. Oh, yeah. Jimmy G, his future may have a lot of interesting twists and turns to come. Deebo Samuel, he'll have other days. There's Odell consoling him there. Those two coaches are old friends. It's the Rams who are headed to the Super Bowl. In the interest of time, we're going to move these quickly here. Dan earlier ran around the studio in celebration, but in a serious moment, for Stafford, what did you see yesterday?
The anticipation, the ball placement, and the toughness were the difference in the football game. He was remarkable on third down, getting the ball out before receivers were ready for it, throwing it into tight windows. That ball placement of making it perfect in between a safety or a corner. And then this was one of those games where you had to say, I'm going to get beat up as a quarterback. This San Francisco 49ers defensive line is phenomenal. I'm just going to have to hang in there and make those throws. One of the reasons they went and got him was because when the run game doesn't work, can we win on the arm of a quarterback? And Matthew Stafford showed that he's the reason why the Rams won the football game.
Yeah, but he wasn't alone, and he's not the only one who had a lot of history to overcome. RC, Odell Beckham had 9 catches, 113 yards in the biggest game of his career. What did that mean to him?
I think it means everything to Odell Beckham Jr. He always said he just wanted to win football games. And much like Matthew Stafford, he wanted an opportunity to make plays in meaningful football games. And he had his chance in Los Angeles. It's why he chose to go there. And listen, the week he decided to go there, I wasn't excited because I thought with the Cooper Cups and with the Robert Woods and with the Van Jeffersons that he might not get this opportunity. Robert Woods gets hurt and he steps right in. And when you listen to Dan talk about Matthew Stafford being great yesterday, let's not forget this. He has two number one wideouts. Odell Beckham Jr. and Cooper Kupp continue to win all day, and they played off of one another. Without Odell Beckham Jr., I truly believe the Los Angeles Rams are not in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He saved his best for the NFC Championship, and it was great to see him back.
I agreed. So we'll have 2 weeks to talk about them. Let's put a ribbon on the Niners season here. And that now you got a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and it gets away from you here. And there are moments. A Garoppolo, that offense just disappears at the end. Kyle Shanahan punting on that 4th-and-2 in plus territory. What do we say about the Niners?
The Niners, they rushed for 50 yards. All right, the game wasn't there for them on the ground. They couldn't get it done. So what happens to an offense when you can't do that? You have to count on your quarterback. And I feel like Garoppolo and Stafford, both in this year, they had a lot to prove, all right? But there was one in this game that showed, that's it, I'm here, I'm going to the championship, look at me, it's my moment. And the other one showed us that what we thought of. I mean, the decision-making at the end, that 30-13, just there it is right there. It's like, that's who you are. So Jimmy G, is his time over in San Francisco possible? I mean, he showed reasons why Kyle saw him as someone to be replaced with the third overall pick.
Yeah.
But when you can't run the football and you're the San Francisco 49ers, you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, and one of the reasons they can't run the football is you forgot that you had Deebo Samuel on your team with 12 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. He never touched the ball one time in that.
Right.
And so to me, Shanahan, I've been singing your praises forever. Are you kidding me? This is your best football player. Put it in his hands. Cooper Kupp got the ball in his hands. How the heck this man doesn't – he's the reason you're there, all right? That your defense.
Yeah.
Put it in this man's hands. 12 minutes and almost 30 seconds left. He doesn't touch the ball not one time.
The quarterback has to be picked up. How are they winning Green Bay? Two block kicks.
Sure.
And you just didn't have those impactful plays. Jaquaski Tartt, I just see it over and over because I'm there for that from that defensive perspective. You got the three-point lead, and you catch that football and get that interception. Maybe you got a 20-yard return, and it's like you're off and running and building the lead. Those moments.
I think the absolute world of Kyle Shanahan, one of the best coaches
absolutely.
In football. In his last three playoff losses, he has been outscored in the fourth quarter 53-0. 2016 against the Patriots, 19-0. 2019 against the Chiefs, 21-0. And then yesterday, 13-0. That's incomprehensible for me to be that elite of a coach.
That's crazy.
And then to be that bad in the fourth quarter. And everybody's got to take kind of ownership and blame for that.
Put a ribbon on it, Rex.
No, I mean, it's crazy to me. This Ram football team, how many times has it worked? You bring this all-star team together and you win a championship. Works in basketball. We've never seen it work in football. Will it work in 2 weeks?
What I say, Sean McVay traded away all his excuses. Well, he's got no more excuses now. Let's go. Nice job.
Great.
Nice job.
A home game in the Super Bowl. Right, coming up, the greatest of all time is walking away. We are talking about Tom Brady's retirement with one of the all-time great teammates he's ever had and one of the all-time great rivals he's ever had. That is Rex Ryan. And this is Rex's shot at Sneaky Hembo. Rex, a good question today. Andy Reid yesterday became one of two coaches to lose four conference championship games at home. Do you know who the other is? We'll find out next. Let's get up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing
all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Get Up. We are presented by T-Mobile, and the celebration is on in Cincinnati. Wake up call, Super Bowl time. Let's go.
Now the Bengals' Super Bowl chances rest on his right foot. The kick is up.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is good. Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam.
It is no fluke. It is a fact. The Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Super Bowl 56.
What one of the truly astonishing turnarounds in NFL history, and it leaves Andy Reid in the unfortunate position of being the second coach to lose 4 conference championship games at home. Rex, who was the first?
I can't do it, dude. I need more time here. I need more time. I'm serious.
Want to phone a friend?
I want to phone a friend bad, but... there's no way. I can't get it. I keep thinking, like, Schottenheimer, no. Madden, no. Tom Landry, no. Then who the hell is it?
It's someone you know. It's someone you... It's not going to come as a surprise to you.
Yes, it is going to come as a surprise. So I'm going to sit back and say Bill Belichick.
Oh, well, you had the first name right.
Bill Parcells. No, oh, no.
No.
Bill Cowher?
Bill?
Really?
Cowher.
Bill Cowher?
In 94, 97, 2001, and 2004.
I never thought he was that many guys.
One of those losses came against Teddy Bruschi and Tom Brady as in the AFC Championship game that led to
Brew,
the first Super Bowl.
A little
Bowl
help? A little help,
run.
Brew?
You're on your own, Rex.
A little help?
Let's talk about Brady, shall we? He's retiring from football, perhaps you've heard. After 22 seasons, 7 Super Bowl championships. Oh, look, he's the greatest player of all time. You don't need me to tell you that. When he left the field following the Bucs' loss to the Rams last week, he knew it was likely his final act as a football player. Sources said. Those sources have been talking to our Adam Schefter, who had the story over the weekend, along with Jeff Darlington, and Schefter gets up with us early here. Schefter, what more can you tell us about the situation with Brady?
Look, he's still processing it, still going through his decision, but he's retiring, Green. That's the bottom line to the whole thing, and he wants to do it when he's ready and make the announcement on his time schedule the way that he wants to, which I would imagine would include some sort of tremendous video send-off on his social media accounts. But that's where this is going now. And you're talking about the greatest player, the greatest quarterback in NFL history, 22 seasons, 10 Super Bowl appearances, 7 Super Bowl wins. And you heard him last week on his Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray talk about the fact that it's time to spend more time with family, how important it is to be with his children. His wife is tired of seeing him hit and hurt. And he's played through so much more than people even realize for as documented a career as he's had. And he's meant so much to so many people. If you think of all the 25, 30-year-old sports fans, they've only known Tom Brady as a quarterback, particularly in Boston, leading their teams to Super Bowl titles and championships and enriching the pockets of Teddy Bruschi and Rob Ninkovich here, giving them more playoff ownership.
Hey.
There's so much good that he's done for so many people. And so this is going to be emotional when it does officially come down. But the greatest quarterback we've ever known is going to be walking away from the game.
Well, filled my own pockets, Shefty. Thank you very much.
Two of those people who are going to be emotional are with us today. We got Teddy and Rob Ninkovich joins us here. And Ninko, like 2 weeks ago on this show, you said it wouldn't surprise you if Brady retired. And so when you did see it this weekend, or however it is that this news reached you, what's your reaction as this guy you played with for so many years is finally going to hang him up?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, look, he's played 22 years, and I'm in my hellacial estate because of Tom Brady, according to Shefty. So, you know, I just look at the guy, and I mean, he is the definition of just class, really, honestly. He's got the biggest heart. He's humble. He's one of the best leaders that I have ever been around. So for him to walk off after the season that he just had, I said it before, don't give anybody the opportunity to say, look, see, he's slipped a little bit. He's slipping. He's losing it a little bit. You walk off on your own terms. You just played a heck of a season, and for him to do it his way, there's no other way. So for me, I applaud Tom Brady and his career, and I was able to benefit from the success that he had, and we all had success as a team because of that guy.
It is remarkable that at age of 44, this clearly is not about his skills diminishing. He played about as good a season as he's ever had. And as you see, he led the league in a variety of categories. But I thought this was interesting, Teddy, because you were with him at the beginning. Ninko was with him when he was Tom Brady. You were with him when he was Tom Brady. And who knew? But you pinpointed one moment that you said was really the beginning of it.
Yeah, and it was the last drive in Super Bowl 36, that one where it's still John Madden's on the call and he's saying, I think they should spike the football and all that. But Tom Brady and the offense ended up taking it down the field, a little check down to J.R. Redmond right there. I mean, but the spike at the end, and you see how that ball just sort of floats up in the air right there? Mm. And he just catches it with his left hand. And I'm on the sideline thinking to myself, this guy just posed with the football. And we still have to make a kick. But, of course, Adam Vinatieri goes out and does that. And we complete that year of just that team breaking through and winning that first championship. But with all that came Tom Brady, you know, and it was just perfect timing for him to become who he was. Vinatieri became who he was, making all those clutch kicks and just the birth of it all to be able to see the beginning with him and watch him develop in 07 when he's getting multiple MVPs, throwing 50 touchdown passes. Those type of moments I was just fortunate to be a part of.
That was the 16-0 season, and it ends 18-1. But you know, when he gets there, you're the leader of that team. You're certainly one of the leaders of that team. So much is said about his leadership.
Right.
So as you sort of pass that mantle to him at whatever point that happens there, what can you tell us about that and about Tom Brady, the leader?
When he retires, the one word that you will see that when it's official and he says it come out and it comes out of his mouth, the word will be relationships and what he values so much. And that's why he was such a great leader, because he valued relationship. He had to let you know that I can't be the best that I can possibly be if you're not. So how do we form this relationship? How do I get you believing in me because I believe in you? And that's sort of an unwritten thing with a lot of quarterbacks can throw the football. A lot of quarterbacks have the T word, which is talents. Mm-hmm. And they can do so much, but there's just so much unspoken with that position that you have to be. You have to lead men, and the men have to believe in you. And I think that's an underrated aspect of who he was. And that's what he focused the most on, was making those relationships so strong that together you couldn't be defeated.
Ninko, how about a moment? Now, you were there with him through huge games, huge wins, some very tough losses. What's a moment that jumps to mind?
Well, there's a couple. And my first 2009 season with the Patriots, I was just a special teams guy. And I can remember walking through the building and going down the hallway. And it was the first time I had ever come across Tom Brady, like me and him in the hallway, just me and him. And I was in 2009, he was already established a superstar. He had won 3 Super Bowls. I was just trying to establish myself in the NFL. I'm walking down the hallway. He comes past me. I look up at him. And he said, "Hey, Robbo." He calls me Robbo. "Hey, Robbo." And I was like, he knows my name? How does he know my name? Like, it's just one of those things. He knows his team. He knows everybody on the roster. And then there was another moment in 2010. I'm running down on kickoff. I'm the R3. Right before, we just score. We tie up a game. He comes to the kickoff team. Right before kickoff, we huddle up. We talk. "Hey, we're in a deep kick right, deep kick right." He goes, "Let's go." He's screaming at us, "Let's go." And I'm thinking to myself, "Okay, Tom, you run down and hit the wedge. Let's see if you want to do this." But anyway, that's just the type of guy he was. He was trying to build everybody up, and he was one of the best leaders because he set the example for everybody else. He was there before everybody else. He was leaving after everyone else was leaving. So, and the work, the dedication, everything, that's why we were so good, because Tom was the example for everyone else to follow suit.
Chef, to give us a final word.
Well, you see how Robbo talks about the fact that Tom knew his name, right? Tom knew a lot of people's names. I had the privilege of being invited to some best buddies functions in the Boston area. And that's something that Tom Brady started working on early in his career. And after he became the great Tom Brady, he could have given up on that. And every single year, he would attend these fundraisers, lend his time, lend his name, lend his support, lend his money. And he would host these luncheons and do all weekends of activities. And he knew the names of the volunteers and all the people involved. And I remember him standing up there and giving speeches and calling out people by name. So it was the same thing that Rob is talking about that applied to all his other outside endeavors as well. It's the kind of guy that he was. And even though there are so many people in our country love Tom Brady, hate Tom Brady, as a man, if anybody knew Tom Brady, they couldn't help but admire, and respect Tom Brady because that's the type of quality individual he has always been.
Very super quick a trivia question. Adam Schefter, who's the only man ever to both catch a touchdown from and intercept Tom Brady?
That would be me, Greeny.
That's correct.
That is correct.
In one of those celebrity games or whatever it was, Schefter caught a touchdown and made an interception against Tom Brady. How about that?
I was there for that interception. Yes, Adam. Yeah, it was a great catch.
As we go. So one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen played one of the worst halves of his career. What happened to Patrick Mahomes yesterday? Dan's got telestration. Don't miss it next.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You are watching Get Up presented by T-Mobile. And it is time for another edition of RC explaining his tweets. There is no better Twitter follower any day of the week, particularly on football Sundays, than Ryan Clark. So we'll go through some of the tweets. Here we go, RC. First one, pretty simple. You just tweeted, yep. Gotta throw it away, 15. RC, explain that tweet.
Listen, we all love Patrick Mahomes. We have rode the Patrick Mahomes roller coaster this year. It started great, then it hit a low, and then we went slowly up to the top, and we felt like we would stay there at the crest, at the precipice of it all, and then we just declined and descended yesterday in the second half. Patrick Mahomes was trying to do too much. He was trying to play YOLO ball, something we often put on Josh Allen. He stopped taking the easy play. He stopped making the smart play, and he started to make the wrong play, started to hold on to the football. The Cincinnati Bengals said, you know what? Unlike anybody else, we're going to keep the football in Patrick Mahomes' hands, and he did not come through for the Kansas City Chiefs.
We're going to talk more about that in a moment. Meantime, next tweet, your guy. Here we go. Joe Burrow just does amazing things and makes them look so dang cool. Dude just shrugged off Chris Jones, ran for the first down, and reached the ball past the sticks like he was handing out shots of 1942. RC, explain that tweet.
Listen, Joe Burrow is the man, and we've seen it before. If you're an LSU fan, you remember this play in the third quarter of the SEC Championship where Joe Burrow is rushed. He dips in, he dish backs out, gets to the outside, hits Justin Jefferson. We've seen it before. We just didn't think it would translate to what he's doing now where he gets away from Chris Jones, gets to the first down, and he's just like, there you go. It's a shot for you. There's a shot for you, ma'am. You like my chain? You like my pendant? We stay cool. Wear the strawberry sunglasses. I love everything about Joe Burrow. He has grown on me like a great fungus. When you can play like this, you can act like that. And Joe Burrow is one of the best doing it. And we saw just how cool he can be while he's making it happen. While everybody else in the world panics, Joe B is as cool as a bartender in the hottest club in Los Angeles.
That's a great one. The tweet. Cooper for real out here routing folks up like crazy. RC, explain that tweet.
Listen, I know it's simple, but we got to start talking about how Cooper Kupp is out here killing folks. It feels like Wesley Snipes went to the court, and then he walks out Woody Harrelson as Billy Hope, and that's how we keep treating Cooper Kupp. Y'all got to give this man respect. If you one-on-one with him, you are getting cooked. The same way Billy Hope was out there cooking folks with that ugly jump shot. It's what he does. This man has been the best wide receiver in the league this year, and maybe its best player. He will not get MVP votes, but he deserves them. He comes up big every single time he is needed. He needs to go back home, hug his wife, and kiss her because she supported him to get him to this point, and now he's paying her back. It's like when we sent old girl to Jeopardy. Keep doing your thing, Cooper Kupp, and keep routing fools up.
Really well done. He is spectacular. Danny loves it.
Let's go, RC. Let's
actually do it. Danny's awesome, as always, RC. Let's talk about that. You've got some tape here. Your guy Stafford and Cooper Kupp.
Best duo in football. Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp this year takes two to tango. When they were needed to be at their best, they were. This is going to be the 3rd-and-13 corner route by Cooper Kupp. Now, there's a couple steps to this. First of all, everyone pay attention to Jaguarski Tart, number 3, okay? He looks body language-wise like he's not ready for the play. Second step is this. What happens is the Rams went and ran a cheetah snap. Everybody breaks the huddle, sprints to the line of scrimmage, but the center. He casually walks up. He's the last person to put his hands on the ball, and he snaps it. He's trying to catch the defense off guard. Step number one, we've won with our cheetah snap. Situation number two, see the cut split by Cooper Kupp? I'm doing that for two reasons. Number one, this corner, it's cover two. His job is to get hands on Cooper Kupp and try to shove him down inside. That changes the timing of the play. You cutting his split, make sure that that corner can't do that. The second thing is, when I have this corner out, the most important thing is trying to get you vertical on that safety. Cutting that split allows me to create leverage and get you vertical on that safety. So I've won with the snap and I've won with my alignment. The second thing is this. You see Tart up top, right? He's just hanging on that hash a little bit. It's happening because Stafford's just holding his eyes because he trusts that Cooper Kupp is going to win on his route. Now the third is this. So often we see receivers, when they get to this corner route, you see how he's got leverage already on Tart? Tart is inside, Cooper Kupp is outside, okay? So often receivers lean their route in and they lose the leverage of that safety. Cooper Kupp does it, he stays vertical. Now what you have is the flat route here, and then Cooper Kupp is gonna be the flat and then the corner. This corner doesn't get enough depth, and Stafford lets that ball out on time. Look at that beautiful throw. Now, I want to watch where that safety ends up. That's why the vertical aspect of that route matters. He's able to undercut it, but since Cooper stayed vertical, he wins on that touchdown. Now we go to really what I think becomes the play of the game. 3rd-and-3, Cooper Kupp motions over. It's man coverage. Stafford's going to hang for a second and deliver the choice route to Cooper on that in-breaking route. 3rd-and-3 gets them in the field goal range. Couple things matter here. Number one, watch the hesitation by Cooper Kupp at the snap, okay? Odell's gonna get off the ball, and Cooper deliberately is doing what we call miss the snap. Just create patience for a second. That forces the distribution of the route. Odell, you're gonna clear out, great. Now it becomes one-on-one, Cooper Kupp versus 24. In this moment, when you get squared up, Teddy knows this, when you get squared up, I've got a two-way go. I can go either way, in or out. It doesn't matter. This is a beautiful job by Cooper Kupp of understanding I can go in or out. I can win on that route. Now, everyone at home, pay attention to Cooper Kupp's hands, okay? This is the reason why he wins on this play. That swipe right there. You see how that safety there, that nickelback, has got that stab on him, but he's given that two-hand swipe. It's man coverage. I win on the route, and then watch the ball placement by Stafford. Absolutely perfect throw, seen it so many times. The question was, could you be at your best when you needed to be at your best? Players, plays, perfection. That's why the Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
That's so well done. I'll be curious to see what the prop is on how many catches Cooper Kupp will
100.
Have in the Super Bowl.
Could wind down up being 100. 8 targets, 7 catches.
Let's take a look at the odds here. We know there will be a new champion in pro football for the 17th consecutive year. LA opened up as a 3.5-point favorite. That line moved to 4, where it is now. Cincinnati at one point was 150-1 to win the title, and here they are. And so let's just sort of finish it up today with what I think is the big story here. So Patrick Mahomes, a brilliant player. There's no one in the league who wouldn't kill for his future, and not only what he has done in the past. But yesterday is really the first big game in which he does not come up big. His two previous losses, they were most certainly not on him. So, Teddy, what has to happen now? Where does that leave him in the progression of his career, coming off a game in which his team needed him and he didn't play well?
Back at the start, really. I mean, like I said, it's you had an opportunity to be considered in some of the great Patriot teams that I was on, if you will. I mean, you get to another Super Bowl, you possibly win 2 out of 3. It's like, it's a different conversation we're having. Now, we're just talking about long foul balls for the Kansas City Chiefs. You look at Andy Reid and decision-making, and now we're sort of dissecting Patrick Mahomes and what happened in that second half. So now you have to answer a lot of questions, but you got to go back to the drawing board. You still got a good team. I think Tyreek Hill's only 27 years old. I mean, you still have some time to possibly get another championship, but Another long foul ball for this year.
What do you think, Rex?
Yeah, I mean, for those of you that wanted to say this is going to be the best quarterback in the history of the game, and I said, no way in heck. No, Tom Brady's got that, all right? It also it shows this, all right? One bad outing, it is so hard to get to a dang Super Bowl. Mm. And it shows right here.
Yeah,
I don't care.
That's real.
You've got Showtime Mahomes, a great quarterback, but guess what? He wasn't at his best in critical moments, and that's all it takes to lose a game.
RC, up 18 points at home in the AFC Championship game. You're not supposed to lose that game.
No, this is part of his legacy, and this is part of his journey. You know, Patrick Mahomes started in this league like wildfire. He was a baller from the time we got to see him in the last week of his rookie season. And he's had some ups and downs this year, and I think this game is kind of a microcosm of what Patrick Mahomes has been. He's had some great moments, and then he's had some lows, and the lows in this game actually cost his team the football game. But you don't win it every year. Tom Brady has won more and been to more than anybody in the history of football, but it took him 22 years to do that. Patrick Mahomes will be back, and I think he'll use this as motivation to be better, as motivation to be more focused, more driven, and a holistically better person and player next year than he was this.
All right, we'll leave it there for the moment. We have more to do. Dan's got a joke, which is a Monday tradition, and then First Take follows, as always, and their Monday tradition means Michael Irvin's in the house. They'll talk about who to blame for the Chiefs' monumental collapse, how much of the Niners' loss is on Jimmy G. Stephen A. Molly and Michael Irvin, top of the hour here on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get Up is presented by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network, and in part by Arby's. Arby's, we have the meats. Meanwhile, we have the NHL tonight on ESPN+. Ducks finish up a five-game road trip against the Red Wings. To get ESPN+, go to ESPNplus.com or download the ESPN app. Hey, very quickly, I hate to be that guy, but someone needs to point out that while everyone in the world was picking Kansas City to win this weekend, I myself was not. Go ahead. This was Thursday on our program. Sorry, D. Woods. Sorry, Lewis. Sorry, Bart Scott. But only one of us has a B under our name.
Oh,
you were with me. Teddy had it right.
You hate to be that guy.
Like most geniuses, we won't be fully appreciated till after our time. All right.
I didn't do anything.
The traditional finish. Danny, go.
I got two again. RC, I'm paying attention to you, okay? All right. First one. Teddy, new. All right.
Let's get it.
You want to hear a joke about construction?
Sure.
I'm still working on it. All right.
Okay.
All right. What? How do you make a tissue dance?
I don't know. How do you make a tissue dance?
How do you make a tissue dance?
Oh, my God. Teddy, your thoughts?
Come on, Teddy.
I'm a dad, too.
Come on, Teddy.
No.
No. Doesn't matter.
I like the jerk.
The Bengals and the Rams. We'll get you ready for the Super Bowl. First Take starts now.
I see you, man. All right. All right.